compare apple to apple. Compare the two words. I can't is negative. I can is positive. Hello, this is Trumpet Media Podcast, presented to you by James Taiwo, sponsored by World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. Here today, we're talking about something very, very important. Very, very important. You're gonna love it. You're gonna enjoy it. All right. But first of all, let us remind you again, what is Trumpet Media Podcast is all about? Trumpet Media Podcast is set out to be a source of blessings to you, to be a source of blessings to all children of God, to be a source of blessing to all that aspire to succeed in this life and successfully make the kingdom of God at the end of the day. Now, let's go back to the topic of today. What are we discussing today on Trumpet Media Podcast? We are discussing the language that you must never say. Again, do you hear that? The language that you must never say. And what is that language? The language you must never say is, I can't. Don't say, I can't. Never say, I can't. I can't is a language that must not be in your dictionary. It's a word that must be striking out of your dictionary. I can't is a bad word. The word I can't can set a stumbling block onto somebody's path to progress in life. I can't set a stumbling block to someone. I can't hinder someone from pursuing the goal, the dreams, the aspiration, the call of God, the services of God. Ability to serve God effectively is limited, is inhibited, is restricted through the word I can't. Yeah, you might say, just saying I can't doesn't mean anything. Trust me, my friend, it means a lot, because you are telling your psyche that you are already unable to pursue your aspiration. The language of I can't must not be in your dictionary if you want to be all that God wants you to be. I can't sound innocent, but trust me, it is actually a negative language. Why? God never said I can't. As children of God, let's study our Bible. Let's look into the Word of God. You remember we are in the image of God, right? And if we are in the image of God, then we should act like God. We should talk like God. God never used the word I can't. And so must you never use the word I can't. God never said I can't. Why should you use that language? The only time that you as a child of God should say I can't should be when you are being pressured, when you are being manipulated to do things that are contrary to the will of God, to do things that are negative, to do things that are not honorable. That is when you say the word I can't. When things comes your way that can make you to sin against God, you can use the word I can't. But besides that, never use that language again. One of the occasions in the Bible where the word I can't was used was when Joseph was asked by Potiphar's wife to lie with her. And Joseph said, I can't. See, that's an example of saying I can't. That is the only instance why you as a child of God should say I can't. When you are asked to sin against God, you say I can't. But besides that, you must not use that language. Now, let me give you the solution to the problem. What you will use to replace the word I can't in your life is I can. Please say it after me. I can. I can. Can as in C-A-N. I can. Yes, you can. Yes, we can. Yes, I can. You see, I can prompt you to move forward. Why I can't stop you from moving forward? Compare apple to apple. Compare the two words. I can't is negative. I can is positive. So now you will apply the word I can into every aspect of your life. As a child of God, you must be saying, I can succeed, I can win, I can prevail, I can have breakthrough, I can have an achievement, I can make it in life, I can be a better child of God, I can be a better husband, I can be a better wife, I can be a better child, I can be a better instrument for the kingdom of God. I can be a very good person. I can be very, very successful. I can make it in life. As a matter of fact, it was emphasized in the Bible that I can must be the language that you say all the time. Now, where do we find that? If you go to the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, it is written there, the language you must be saying is, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You hear me? I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Now, I want us to say this in a chorus. Let's say it together. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Let's say it for the last time. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Now, I want you to apply that to every aspect of your life. Begin to say it. I can succeed. I can win this battle. I can prevail over this mountain. I can become victorious in life. I can be the head and never be beneath. New doors must open for me because I can achieve great things. I can do better things. I can do better than I am doing right now. I can be successful on the face of the earth. I can serve the Lord effectively in this corrupt world. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. My friend, were you saying that after me? If you are actually saying it, so shall it be for you. The strength of the Lord take over your life. The ability of the Lord take over your life. The empowerment of the Lord take over your life. From now on and henceforth, you shall have the strength and power to go above every form of limitation. You shall climb mountain and never get weary. You shall stay on top and not be beneath. You shall win in every aspect of your life. So it shall be for you now and forevermore. If you believe, say it after me. I believe in the name of Jesus. Say it after me again. I believe in the name of Jesus. Say it after me for the last time. I believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember to download Trumpet Media Podcast and stay connected and also get our automatic update of every new episode. Get Trumpet Media Podcast on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, TuneIn, Android, Stitcher, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, Deezer. Subscribe to Trumpet Media Podcast via your email or grab our RSS feed. Trumpet Media Podcast is always here to encourage you to be the best you can be as a child of God and faithfully serve God and become fulfilled in life. Till next time, stay blessed. Shalom.